When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The emails went wild, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., who I think we have to respect here, definitely says,
well, that's why I brought it up, because I got tagged in Dale Jr.'s podcast, like,
oh, we got lots of emails,
a thousand times. So, well, I said, Si, look, you'd agree.
Oh, like, you showed that to everybody?
I tried to, yeah.
Oh, but it didn't get there.
Well, we couldn't, because he just got to yelling. He was getting ready.
I got fired up.
He was getting ready to go out of town. He done got mad. Oh, yeah. And he just got to yelling.
I got fired up about it.
Boy. And then, of course, Willie made everything better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He does.
Yeah, then the boss got on to me and told me, well, you just don't understand the English language.
You don't.
Then he started to get, it started getting personal events.
I know we've been off. So I done got upset. Put that W sauce back up there behind you.
Put that W sauce up for
a
minute.
Dude, we took a week off. Are we back? I don't know what we're doing.
I guess we're back.
We are back. We look like we're back.
Si looks like that island life treated him well.
He's tan.
He is tan.
Hey, and my wife actually got sunburned. What? And this time, I actually did not get sunburned.
Did you go outside?
Yeah, I was outside.
A lot.
Did you parasail?
No.
No.
Liar. Did you swim with dolphins?
No.
Liar.
But we did. The rest of us did.
All the rest of them did. Okay.
Did you sleep?
Did I? Hey, no. This was a. Let me define what this was supposed to be. This is supposed to be a vacation,
mm-hmm.
where you rest and enjoy yourself.
You taught them how to do that, didn't you?
Hey, I told them how to do that.
Yeah.
Because look, every time I started saying, okay, let's zip line, I looked, I said, a little bell started ding, ding, ding,
man,
in my mind, and I said, you're right. Act your age, you old idiot.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the man walks around with a backpack of oxygen. Did you really think he was going to do everything
he
thought? Well,
I turned chicken is what happened.
Okay. As long as you're willing to make your chicken.
Hey, here's the deal. When it come right down to it to do it, I chickened out.
So what did you do? Of all the
great. I rested. Okay, and enjoyed myself.
And fished.
And fished. But here's the thing.
You could have done, you do
hey,
that here.
You know, I've heard of people all my life talking about, they call them beach bums.
Uh-huh.
I'm an island hop.
Uh-huh.
You don't want an island hop.
No.
It will make, just run you down to nothing. Where you just, I hated to get out of bed this morning. You know what time I got out?
What time?
Like, 2:45
in the morning,
and no, that's afternoon. And the only reason I got out, and guess what? I had to be up here. Otherwise, I'd have said, I ain't going.
In fairness, though, it'd have been like 10:45 island time, so
yeah,
island time.
He didn't even quite make it to lunch. Did you eat good?
Oh, yeah,
any medium plus steak?
Well,
just curious.
No. So many emails. No. We took a week off,
yeah,
and I ate island food,
which is just say, from my viewpoint, it lacks a lot.
There was
like
a bunch
salt
of
pepper.
Pineapple and coconut. Yeah.
The only good one now, the fruit. No, you can't go wrong with the fruit.
The fruit was wild.
Yeah, but the rest of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just I'm not a tropical food.
Did you eat fish?
No.
Any good? No,
no
good
they,
fish?
The fish that we caught was a rare breed of he's like a baby marlin.
A billfish.
Yeah, he was a billfish, but he was like a baby one.
So you went all the way there and sat in a hammock and
then went fishing? I just relaxed, Jay.
Sat in a hammock. Oh. That means outside. I don't know that he walked outside, nothing.
The boat had air conditioning and a couch and a bed.
I spent most of it on the couch looking at the ocean behind me.
You went a long way to do exactly what you do at home.
Well, hey, man, my head just got to rest.
Okay. That's why you end up wore out.
That's right. Definitely.
You know, sleeping till 2:45.
So I discovered something. Si wears these shirts. That's a fact, Jack. you know, Uncle Si, whatever, whatever. And we had so many people walk up to him and say, "You look like Uncle Si. I appreciate you wearing his stuff. He's one of my favorites, you know, off the show."
Yeah, and I always tell them when they say, "You look," I said, "I'll get that all the time." Well, then they just get ready to walk away.
Yeah, they're walking off.
Yeah,
and that's
Christine
my move.
Said,
yeah.
"That is him."
Oh, she had to go and spoil
yeah,
it.
No, no. Boy. Then I looked and I said, "No, I'm not." I said, "I just look like him." You know,
it
I
was
said,
too
really
obvious.
Not.
They didn't believe it. They're like, "He's wearing an Uncle Si shirt. Well, that can't be Uncle Si."
Yeah, but to be fair, if I have, I've noticed something while y'all were talking. Is your autograph on your own shirt?
It probably is.
We probably meant to send it to somebody
be.
And didn't.
Wait, you signed your own shirt?
That's what I said.
Well, hey, look, that's like I've
right
got
there.
A, hey, my ID card is a picture of me. That just reminds me who I am.
That's why they
well,
thought
I don't
you,
forget.
You were just a fan. You were just walking
that's
around a, with your signature on your shirt.
Yeah.
I love you. I really do want to be you when I grow up.
I was sitting there.
I tell you, it's been a hoot.
That keeps people away.
Man.
He signed his own shirt, 100%.
No, the best one that ever happened was I went to visit Scott and Marsha and the grandkid up in Virginia when he was stationed there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the underground
railroad?
No, the fish aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we're walking around. And
the water zoo.
What got me was these kids were about, from 10 to 13, teenagers. Okay, like, I'm talking about from Mexico, from everywhere. I guess it was having a, you know. But anyway, they kept looking at me. You know, and I always get tickled when they do. And they kept walking by. So we're sitting at a table fixing to eat. And one of them finally gets the nerve, and he comes up and he said, "I can't think of the name of it, but it's got something to do with the something that flies." You know, and I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "You're on TV." I said, "I know." I said, I'm on a show called Let's Catch a Cow. I said, "I'm from Texas." You know, and I had my cowboy hat on and boots and everything. I said, "I'm from Texas, and I'm always trying to catch this big longhorn steer." You know, the guy kept saying, "No, it's a little black guy." You know, he said, "Hey, no, it ain't nothing to do with cows." I said, "Yes, it is." I said, "Hey, whose show is this?" I said, "It's my show, son." I said, "No." I said, "That's my show." They all started walking away. This goes on for about 10 minutes. They started walking away. And then Christine said, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself." You know, and they walking away. She said, "Kids, come back." So that's who you think he is. You know? And I said, "Wait a minute, what do you mean if I'm who they think I am?" I said, "They got me with something that flies." I said, "I don't ever fool with nothing that flies." I said, "I'm always chasing a cow." Yeah. So it goes on for another 20 minutes, and then they started walking away again. And then when Christine said, "Hey, that's him. It's called Duck Dynasty." You know, that guy said, "That's right, it's a duck. That's what y'all were chasing." Yeah, but
something that
I love doing it because it just throws them off.
Oh yeah, yeah. I say the same thing. Yeah. They're like, "Hey, you one of them guys?" I'm like, "Man, I get that all the time." The worst is though, like when they're like, "Godwin," I'm like, "Huh?"
Yeah, yeah.
How in the world do you get me and John Godwin confused?
Wait,
I get it. We're the only
Godwin.
Two.
No.
I
and
get
Willie.
It. We're the only two non-family members. I get it. So you got a 50-50 chance on Godwin or Martin.
It's a 50-50 shot.
However. He's 5'6", I'm 6'5". And we weigh the same. There is a noticeable body type difference.
It's a different.
It's noticeable. Yeah. And like, I love Goblin. He's one of my best friends. But every time it happens, I'm just like.
I get called Jordan Summit a lot. You get absolutely.
What?
Huh?
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had different
Jay's
events.
Jay's loving it.
My favorite part is when they see us with Phillip and they're like, "Wait, y'all are friends?"
I get tickled when they get to Phil and call him me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it 3 or 4 times. They're talking to Phil and say, "Uncle Si, what's the funniest?" You know, Phil's going.
I just love it that they think that Phil and Si is everybody's uncle and granddad. They're like, "You're granddad." And
you're
I'm like,
just
and
like
I just,
my uncle.
Rather than try to explain it away, I'm just like, "Yeah, man, he's great. Your uncle's great, man. We all got that crazy uncle.
Crazy
you
uncle.
Know, golly, unbelievable."
I get Jep a lot.
Yeah,
everybody
I see
thinks
that.
I'm Jep. One time, me and Godwin were at Daytona walking around, and somebody said, "Hey, can I get a picture with you?" And I was about I hadn't been on even in the background of Duck Dynasty
yet. That's like 2013.
Yeah. And Godwin goes, "Sure you can." Godwin takes a picture of me and this dude. Godwin's actually like, at this point, it's ham sandwich. Godwin's everybody's favorite. Godwin's giggling behind this camera, takes the picture. I'm like, "Godwin, that dude posted that." And everybody's like, "Who's that guy?" That night when he posted it on Facebook, everybody's like, "We don't know who
you got got, son."
There's just a guy with a beard walking around Daytona. Did you take a picture with every one of them?
Yeah.
So
my favorite was always somebody asked me, I just take about 3 selfies before I ever took theirs.
Oh, I do like, the selfies too.
Just turn around like click, click, click. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Got it. Here you go, man.
Did that.
Oh, seeing you. He does it with me all the time when he's doing it.
Yeah.
I said, that man's face is in all these cameras. And when they finally develop it and say,
what year is this?
You got to drop that fun saver off somewhere.
I've only done that one time. A girl, we were at Baton Rouge at an LSU game and we were leaving. I was with Willie and she's like, "Willie." But the voice should tell you where her mindset was.
You were at an LSU game.
She said, "Willie, I need a picture with you." And I was like, "Oh gosh." And she wouldn't, like, we were trying to get out of there. There was police. I said, "Here, we'll take one." Willie stands beside her. I took 3 selfies, handed her phone back. We gone.
I feel
bad about that to this day. She didn't know that night. She might have woke up the next morning and been like, "What was this?" But I did it. I had to one time. Mm. I'm sorry if you're listening. You're not.
You're not.
Yeah, she's not listening to you.
Wrong age class. Mm. Wrong everything, really. But hey, maybe she's the girl for Hunter. You never know. Which we have updates on that.
What? Have you read the emails?
No, I have not. But I did get forwarded one today, complete with a
pictures, Hunter,
and description. And she's not that far away. So Hunter, be prepared to answer for yourself when we get back.
I got 3 or 4 more too. Oh. A lot of grandmas interested in Hunter, setting their granddaughter up. Hunter. I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected. And Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to 3 of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. Hey, we're back.
Okay.
All right. We're just going to go ahead since we've had a week off and we've got so many emails.
The emails were fantastic.
Let's jump in because I've got a couple I need to
This is titled Hunter, Welcome to Your Life.
Well, before we get to Hunter, Welcome to Your Life, though, there wasn't a lot of relationship emails except for girls hitting on Hunter or aunts hitting on Hunter for their nieces or grandmas. Whoa. Hunter, you're in good shape. Let me just tell you that.
Turn the dog loose.
What we just talked about, Charity. And look, a couple people sent in voice ones and email ones. So Charity emails this in. She's from Monroe.
Louisiana?
Michigan.
Hey, guys. So my question is this. How do we approach you when we see you in public? Because I feel like you are somewhat of celebrities and you live a life that's in the public and you allow us into your lives, but we're complete strangers to you. So how do we approach you?
I thought that was a great
question. Who wants to go first?
Well, so this
I'll go first.
Hold
go
on. Ahead. But let me give the backstory real fast.
Yeah.
So they visited Duck Commander in July. They saw you, Martin. And didn't say anything because they're like, oh, it's Martin. And then she put on your Facebook wall, hey, we saw you today. And you said, well, dang, you should have come and said something. And she was like, well, I didn't think I could.
Yeah.
So then now she's asking this question.
I meant that. And I do mean that. I'm going to give you a quick answer on this, Charity. Just walk up to us and say hello. The extenuating circumstance around that, for me personally, is if we are eating somewhere, if we're out eating with family, fans, friends, whoever, just can you let the meal get finished and then come say, and any of us will sit there and talk and take pictures, whatever you want to do. That was the only one that ever got annoying, was like at a restaurant out of town or something, like they sit the food down and then here comes somebody like, hey man, you mind taking a picture? Like, man, I'd sure like to eat that while it's hot.
Leftovers.
And then, because all it takes in that situation is like one person, then the rest of the restaurant does the whole thing. Yeah. And like it, so that's the only one to me that was ever like it. I mean, at the end of the day, really, who cares? Like, I'm griping about not hot food, right? But most of the time, that was the only one that I was ever like, But the rest of them, man, the good Lord gave us a platform. If you see me in public, come up and say something, please. Like, and if I have time, which most of the time I do. Now, there are circumstances where I may be running from one place to the next, but if I got time, I'm going to stop. We'll talk for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, take a picture, do whatever you need to do, and then we'll both go on our way. Like, and I think if most people got treated that way, they would all do it too, you know? And yeah. But we ain't big no more. So, like, I mean, we're C-list.
You're not little.
Now. Well, hey.
I'll say this. I'll give you the big three.
Go ahead.
Love, laughter, and big hug.
Yeah.
We're just ordinary folks.
Slide on in there.
Come on in.
And heaven forbid, if you ever come up to this office and you see me, you yell my name and stop me. Because the only thing you keeping me from doing is working.
Amen.
So,
and he'll appreciate the break.
Absolutely, I do.
That's funny.
Like, that's why during the summer, I walk over to the store basically every day for a little bit. Just mess around, talk. When I know that we have the biggest influx of people here, I for sure do that. Just to say thank you. I mean, you could have stopped anywhere. You stopped here. So it's kind of my way as the general manager of the company to say thank you for your business. I'm not Larry Potterfield with Midway USA.
And thank you for your business.
We want you to come talk to us because that way we can share Jesus with you.
Amen. It's a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Yeah. And like two people recognize me because I ain't Denzel Washington or nothing, but
see,
come say hey,
you ain't far from it.
But now they showing up to the honey hole, so you get your time.
Yeah,
my man Nick from Iowa was there this morning. He's cool. He had lunch with Miss K. Dude came to town. I feel like I'm getting to get Miss K in trouble. Somehow met somebody. Was like, oh, I'm going to eat lunch with Miss K, and he was like, what? And they're like, you want to come? He was like, yeah. I was like, sweet.
That's big time.
Yeah, he just got super lucky, but he was a super nice dude. I just like meeting people from other places. That's what's cool. That's like
everybody's got a story, man.
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
And all the places that we go, when we meet people, new people, I mean, there's a commonality between us and them, you know. And I think it's a really neat thing.
And the only thing, can we keep the hunting picture scrolling to a minimum?
Oh.
Or the fish pictures.
Man, you ain't gonna believe this deer I killed. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, no, that gets
I ever tell you, did I ever tell you a story with Michael Waddell? Oh man, me and him were doing a meet and greet in South Carolina for a deal. And this old boy walked up there and he said, he said, I'm thinking about joining that Realtree Pro staff. You know, I've killed 187 deer now in my life. And I kid you not, he must have showed me and Michael 130 of them.
Oh, no.
Like, in a row. Just one right after the next.
And that's a danger. I don't want to look at your phone. Because one time somebody showed me their phone, and the next picture was not a picture of a deer.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to see that. So, keep your phones to yourself.
They didn't save that Snapchat pic. But anyway.
Oh, geez. I don't know what it was, but I dipped. All right,
but,
anyway.
But Michael, without missing a beat, said 187, huh? Like, I said, yeah, buddy. He said, man, we just had a meeting, and it got up to 225 this year. And he took the wind right out of that boy's sails. He never realized that Michael was kidding with him. Oh, and he said, all he said, he dropped his head, and he said, man, I'm going to have a good year this year. And he walked out the line.
Walked out the line. Hey, at least I told Michael,
I said, you're personally responsible for the next 40 deer that die by this man's hand. Like, because I'm certain he went on a killing spree.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just
for me, it's a buffer. You know, I'm the buffer for Si. And so anybody that's coming up to get their pictures, I'm making sure Si's okay to do it. And then I can get them out. If they got pictures to show, I can go say, excuse me. And it makes it easy because everybody wants to meet Si. What I won't let Si do anymore is jump monster trucks and drive fast cars, of course. No,
or parasail.
I can't let him do all that.
Do anything fun.
But I can't let him get somebody's phone and they're like, hey, can you call my wife and say hi? Because he plays too many tricks. And it backfired and got him one day. And he was like, Philip, help me. I was like, no, you deserve this.
Huh?
Keep going.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can't get it.
I'm gonna let him tell it.
Well,
like that's the equivalent. Never mind.
They're always handing me a phone. Say, hey, say hello to my, you know, my intended to be.
Yeah.
You know, they're fixed to get married.
Fiance.
And it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. So I said, hey, darling, what you got on?
You know, that's why I said I stopped doing that.
No. And Philip kept telling me. He said, you better stop that. You're going to get in trouble.
Nah.
And I said, oh, I ain't going to get in trouble.
Oh, I do that all the time. Just answer the phone and say, what are you wearing?
No. So look. I said, darling, what are you wearing? She said, you mean right now? And I said, yeah. She said, I'm butt naked. And I said, here's the phone. Talk to your fiance.
He turned three shades of red and was getting out.
Something in me was hoping he accidentally hit the FaceTime button.
No. After that, I stopped that. I said, okay. I said, okay.
That was something in me was I was hoping that he had accidentally, in the process of handing it back, hit the FaceTime button, and here we are.
Well, the real thing is Si just finally ran into somebody as bold as he is to just say whatever they feel like saying.
Well, actually, right now, nothing. So, yeah, that's cool.
Mm.
Hey, celebrate, you know, whatever. Who knows? Could him. I'm mad at him.
Oh, anyways.
Oh, man. Well, look, that one ate up almost the whole section. So
I do have a short one.
You do?
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
Because we got another.
Because we got to spend basically one on Hunter.
Oh, yeah. So that's why
I don't want to shortchange Hunter.
I want to sneak this one in. Not really sneak it in. We have a success story.
Go ahead.
Kind of.
Oh.
It's a maybe.
She prefaced it with kind of. So Allie from Ohio emailed in talking about a relationship with a guy she really likes, kind of has a past. Parents couldn't get over it. We talked about it to an extent, right? Like we kind of dove into that. Well, this past weekend, she was moving into college, so her dad and her boyfriend were helping. And she said, because you know what doesn't bring two people closer together than dragging up a mini fridge up two flights of stairs? That's just a funny joke.
Yeah.
So then they're about to leave, and they got to ride 3 hours together. So she said, y'all should listen to this certain episode of The Duck Call Room, and played it for them. Bold strategy. And
wow.
I love it.
Ouch.
And so she started getting some.
So dad hates us.
No. So boyfriend was mad because we kind of just talked about, you know, his past, and he doesn't really like that, which makes kind of sense.
Yeah.
But now they're going fishing on Thursday after he's done with classes. So they're.
Look at there.
They did want advice on catching fish. Put everything in the water and just see what it bites. But that's our advice there. But we got a success.
Hey.
I love a good success story.
That's perfect. Look, all right, well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Hunter, you're up, buddy.
You got your mic
ready?
Hunter, are you ready to get married?
Hunter!
All right. So, folks, might I just take this moment to personally thank y'all?
Yes, you may.
For the response.
For you
to find somebody for Hunter.
He's it.
Yeah. I can't thank y'all enough for how much y'all have helped in this scenario.
He's already been helped.
Including Sarah from North Texas, who
Sarah from North, is that what one we're going with first?
Well, I mean, she emailed in herself with her own pictures and resume.
Yeah, she was like applying for The Bachelor.
Yes.
Hunter. She even called herself applicant number 2319.
Yeah. Now that
We haven't got that many, Sarah.
Sarah, I think you're probably still in the less than 100, but like I like your positivity that there could have been that many.
I'll say this, you're in the top five.
Okay, we're in the five. All right. But I mean,
I don't know.
Hunter, she said she would move here. You said you were worried about this. What, have you not seen Sarah's application?
Let's read it. She works at a hospital as a nursing tech.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah. While she's applying for nursing school.
Yeah, medical. So
she's going to take the next step.
Hunter, you ever wanted to be a stay-at-home dad? Here might be your chance.
Yeah. When she's not working, she's working in her church or spending time with family.
That's Sundays, a good woman.
Sundays, I'm singing on the praise and worship team.
Oh, there you go.
Girl can sing.
Hey. There you go. Then the rest of the week, I'm trying to show Jesus wherever I go.
Wow.
Si, what do you think?
That's great.
And she's very easy on the eyes.
There we go.
Hunter.
Oh, I didn't know we'd pull out the
I didn't know we were allowed to do that.
I didn't know either.
But I did it. She sent three pictures of herself.
Yes.
She drinks a lot of coffee.
She does drink a lot of coffee.
Right. Well, she's
now, or she took three pictures in one day all drinking the same cup of coffee. We're really not sure. Hunter?
Hunter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hunter is literally speechless.
Hunter. I really don't know what to say.
Do you not like this process, Hunter? Be fair. You can tell us if you don't like it. We may shut it down.
I doubt it.
Not that much.
Huh? He doesn't like the process.
Not that much.
What's your biggest problem with the process of us trying to find you a girlfriend?
We're not qualified.
I'm a little uncomfortable by this.
Why?
I'm not going to lie.
Why?
It feels kind of weird.
I'm just letting people get to know you, buddy. I want you to talk more. So, you know, we just want to make sure that they know what they're potentially getting into. You're a little shy.
Hunter, have you ever
watched? Which is fine.
Have you ever watched The Bachelor and or The Bachelorette?
No, not once.
Well, it never works. But it might work for you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work for
me. And this isn't a whole premise built around some weird show on an island somewhere.
Yeah, right? We're not. We're
Gilligan already
world.
Did that. So, you know. It's like, this is good God-fearing women who want to meet you, Hunter.
That's a website, I think.
And by extension, you know, hey, I think it's a good plan. I think you've got a solid list of applicants that would be foolish to not even, you know, send a text or.
Was that too old for you, Hunter? Was that the problem? 28?
A little bit.
How old are you?
23.
Hunter.
Half her age.
Most
19,
of your friends would have
three.
Half her age is what, 14 plus 7, 21.
It's not weird, no.
So it's not weird. That's the rule. Half your age plus 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is a rule. Half your age plus 7 is a rule.
Hey, and not only that, there's a song that says it all.
Uh-oh.
Older women make better lovers.
Oh, we're going.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going with the Bellamy brothers.
Well, hey, I'm just telling you, you can't go wrong with music, boys.
Sarah is regretting sending this email in. Hunter is terrified.
A little bit. Hey, she's in East Texas, but willing to relocate to North Louisiana.
Right. And nurses can go anywhere.
Let's get her on the show.
Okay, speaking of location, though, I have another one.
Okay.
Do we have one here?
No. No, okay. It's better. Not better, but... All right, here's this one, Hunter. Janessa from New Braunfels, Texas.
New Braunfels?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. Isn't that where Schlitterbahn is?
Yes, Schlitterbahn.
Yeah. I can say that, though, because water parks rule. She said I can use her name because she highly doubts this girl that she's bringing up. Liz. She has a sweet young lady looking for a man, Hunter. More specifically, a godly man. She's in her mid-20s and is absolutely stunning. But here's the issue.
Mm.
She lives in kind of Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Is that a problem?
I mean, Austin's kind of fun.
Okay, because she said, if homeboy is willing to drive to friggin' Austin to watch a movie, why not go to the distance for a woman?
Oh, she
which
took
honestly
a,
is fair.
She took a little stab.
Hey, I didn't want
that's a fair response.
That's fair. Anyway,
on the
she got
road
a big
again.
Heart.
Hunter, I just want you to know our goal here is to not make you uncomfortable.
Okay. Yes, it is.
It's actually to stretch your uncomfortabilities to make you grow as a person. But I don't want to physically make you uncomfortable. Like I'm not about that life. That's not what I am. It's not who I am. That's not who Si is, Philip is, John David is. We just want what's best for you, and we thought that we have an avenue to potentially find you something better than what's available in North Louisiana.
This is just a new, like, feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not used to this at all.
You think this one's weird.
Hunter, I'll have you know this isn't the first time me and Martin have done this.
Thank you. We have yet to be successful. But
no, what are you talking
which
about?
Which one?
Garrett Taylor.
Oh, yeah, Garrett.
Garrett. Used to work here. He was in sales.
Yeah.
He was always complaining about not having a girlfriend. So we just took a picture of him sitting on the couch, blasted it out on Twitter and Instagram, said, hello, ladies.
Married with two children now.
If you were, yeah. It worked. And not because of a girl that applied, but because a girl that kind of liked him and he kind of liked her. He saw her name and she was like, I better jump on this bandwagon before one of these girls from Instagram snatches him up.
I did forget it, but we did The Bearded Bachelor.
The Bearded Bachelor.
I forgot all about that.
The Bearded Bachelor is a great success story.
And it's one for one with two healthy young children with a guy who very much outkicked his coverage, which we're offering for you.
And when we say very much.
No offense, Christy, if you're listening.
Outkicked his coverage, we mean very much. Christy ain't listening.
Yeah.
Outkicked his coverage. Like. Way down the field.
Yeah. Just like me, just like I did, just like John David did.
I'm proud
to say. Like I did, just like Philip did. But look, we believe in ourselves. That's what we're trying to get you to do, to sell yourself.
We're trying to broaden your horizon.
There you go.
So,
With girls on the internet.
Go ahead,
well,
honey.
When you say it like that, it seems
the weird part about this is that these girls, like, obviously, they don't know really what they're getting into, because I am probably nothing like they think.
Well, here's the deal, though. But here's the deal. It tells you what's out there, that they're willing to put themselves in an uncomfortable situation for the chance.
Yeah, but to find out.
But like John
they know
David,
exactly what they're getting into.
Hunter.
You drove to Austin to see Barbie. There's one type of dude that does that.
Hunter.
And it's you.
Hey,
Hunter, final question. Are we allowed to invite any of them to this studio? I'm going to let you be the judge of this.
Let's vote on it.
Like,
no, this is totally
this
Hunter.
Is all to Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys could pre-screen.
What about the coffee drinker?
The East Texas, the New Braunfels, I mean, those are all within very good driving distance.
These are locals.
And for fun, we can have Big Hair record that episode. That way you don't have
That's right.
to, like,
you don't have
be,
to work.
You don't even have to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And or then you can edit it. We have no idea what of this is going to air, by the way. Hunter might edit this whole segment.
So
and that's
fine
with me.
He can be in disguise.
We're just friends.
Yeah. You can be incognito.
I'm not opposed to, like, the phone call thing, and I'm not opposed to coffee either. I'll throw that
can
out.
Can you wear a wig
she
and a
likes
fake
coffee.
Mustache?
Why are we
I think you Why? Need to. I think you need to holler at Sarah. She's older than you. That's cool. Like, I'm older than Brittany.
The only thing weird with that is, and I know I've mentioned it to you guys, but my mom is 40. So, like, it's weird having someone, like, a little bit older than me, because they're also, like, half the age of my mom, because my mom's 18 years older than me.
Oh, no. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that may seem weird to you, but that's just an indictment on having children young. I mean, that's not a problem. Like, that's always going to be the case.
Well, like, just imagine like meeting someone.
Hey, look,
the older you get,
that number's going to get closer.
Yeah. Don't overthink it.
That's a good point.
Just saying, that percentage is going to go up.
28. You're closer. You're only 5 years apart from her.
Yeah.
12 years apart from
my mom.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's cool, man.
I'm in.
Well, hey, if we did a survey, Hunter.
Uh-oh.
Survey says.
I like
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, if we do a survey, what is your time, your age group?
Yeah, what's your age range? What are you comfortable with?
Like 2-3 years older than me. Or, like, let's see, I'm 23,
Golly.
So okay. like 2 years younger
and you're
than
really,
me.
You're really constricting us here.
Yeah.
What about
18 to 28?
I'm difficult.
18 to 28, that's a...
18.
I feel like
18's
a bit sketch.
I'm not going younger.
Shallow water.
Hey, I'm going on Hunter's side here.
All right, what is
okay.
it?
Okay. Yo, how 23. Old are you, Hunter?
23.
23?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go from okay. 20
to 26?
20, yeah.
That's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah. I got a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you look, Texarkana, Texas, 20 years old.
That's 20 now, 21, 22,
that's
23,
less than
23, 24, 25.
But only one of them was brave enough to send 3 photos of themselves. And she's 28.
Photo required.
Hey,
Sarah, if you and Hunter don't work out, I got a friend named Drew.
She's going with the third one is a charm.
Have you met Drew? It never works, but I keep trying.
He is not bearded.
Drew's not listening.
Very much a bachelor. Potential lifetime. But yeah, that's wild, man.
The survey says.
Okay, look, I wanted to include you. I didn't want this to be a straight sting on you.
Hold up. Texarkana. Texarkana's been talking to this lady, and she's interested in
it's only 3 hours away.
Yeah,
I've so driven. I've read some that's, of these emails and some of these messages.
He reads them all before me. I'm pretty sure, don't you?
No, I've caught you. I looked at a few. I figured.
Oh, you're just searching Hunter in the inbox. Is that what we're doing?
Oh, well, see,
I did
now
so that way I knew what to expect the next time I record.
Oh,
that's not a bad.
I was going to say because then that mildly makes you sound narcissistic. I wouldn't put that as a personality trait.
I was just.
But to be prepared for what we may say, I totally respect that. Right.
Yeah.
Because he has to get us back on track sometime.
Yeah.
I totally respect that ride and think you should exercise it. So
we'll talk about this off air.
Yeah, let's take another break. We'll be back.
During the break, I got another one. Hunter.
Oh, no.
It's the right age. 23, will be 24.
Okay.
But she's redheaded and from Oklahoma.
Sai gets a.
He got excited about the red hair. All right, Emily.
I was going to say, danger, danger.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, alert, alert, alert. They don't have red hair for nothing, Hunter.
It was too good. We were supposed to move on. Then
right
I
on the other side. All right, go for it. I've had a blast.
Hey, look, I'll agree with that. And speaking of redheads, didn't your redhead have some fun on y'all's vacation?
Oh, what are you talking about? Hey, the woman is very, I didn't realize it. She's an adventurer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because she did all this stuff.
What, isn't there a video?
We do have a video. Hunter, you got it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Hunter.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, Hunter.
He's amazing. Look what Hunter can do for us.
That's right.
Hunter.
There's nothing this man cannot do.
Just so you know, Hunter.
Okay?
There's a lot, actually.
Except run the clock, because I have no idea how long we've been going.
Hunter, Emily from Oklahoma's sister, I do have her phone number.
Whoa.
They're sending out phone numbers now.
Because you know what they say, them girls from Oklahoma roll their... Never mind. No, that's the boys from Oklahoma. That's Cross-Canadian Ragweed songs.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
I bet our fans do. Something tells me our fans like Cross-Canadian Ragweed.
You know what I like?
I don't even know what that means.
Set it up.
What's Cross-Canadian Ragweed?
You're probably not going to work out with a girl from Oklahoma. Right,
my wife is an adventuress.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
This zip line she's on is over a... About a 500-yard gorge, which at the bottom of the gorge is nothing but a little water among a bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
The rocks would hurt, but the water would hurt, too.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'd die of a massive heart attack on the way to
I'm excited
them.
To
no
see
No chance
it.
I'd make it to the bottom of the gorge.
When I seen her come by at a very fast speed.
Oh, so you got to watch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's tight.
I found it. I didn't think I was going to find
it. And I went, whoa.
Oh, praise goodness.
Right.
Babe.
Here we go.
Hold on. We got to get full screened up.
Who knew the world needed to see Christine in a helmet?
I love it.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Christine, what'd you think about it?
That was really nice. I forgot to tell Si, though, if I didn't make it back, that I have had the ride of my life.
With him on with it, him. Or this zip line?
With him. And I'm sorry, I couldn't make it back, darling. Love you.
You're going to be fine.
Look at there, Si.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Oh. Did you put music to it, Phillip?
Wait, you said she was above a rocky gorge.
All right, well, wait.
She's foot off the ground.
Oh, that's a golf course.
That's a different one. That's one of nine.
Hey, that's one of nine.
Okay.
There's some huge ones.
That was the warm-up?
That was just the warm-up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in my buddy Matthew Dobbs' backyard when we were growing up.
Yeah. And praise God for the socks with sandals. Man, there's just so much I love about this. Vacationing Christine may be my new favorite movie.
So, do we... Also, who edited this?
Philip.
With the music?
I mean, I'm not real good at this.
And the little watch the little flash right here.
That's right. The little glow.
Why does she go off backwards?
Oh, half of them come out there upside down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What got me was a bunch of kids, that looked like it might be, third grade?
Yeah.
They're hanging upside down and flying by. It was wild.
That's a telephone pole. Is that the gorge?
That was high.
Yeah, the water. Okay. When you seen the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's higher.
Yeah. So that's the high one. And then
you decided to use the dangerous clip, which was way cooler.
Well,
for
I got a better. I got a better.
Got her zip line in a golf
going
course.
Off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
So she, and she did nine of them. Yeah. And I mean, she's a trooper. She's not scared of anything.
No, she ain't scared.
Meanwhile, Si.
No, I was waiting on her to come by, and it was just a flash.
Oh, you were there?
No, I was down at the last one.
Oh.
Sitting there with a glass of tea.
Right, sitting there with my tea. That's right. Yeah. And an air-conditioned truck.
You didn't even get out of the truck?
No. Hey, I told you, this was my vacation. I rested.
I'm telling you, I love it, Si. I love it. It is kind of, sometimes it does get a little aggravating when everybody's like, let's go on vacation, and then they have a list of stuff for you to do.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, then you got to spend 10 or 15 days when you get back.
Recovering.
Over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what a trip it was.
I will agree with Martin on that. There's nothing worse than going on vacation and somebody handing you an itinerary that doesn't have time for bathroom breaks. It's like, we're going to wake up here, and then we're going to go there, and then we're going to go this and do that. I'm like,
welcome to my world.
Yeah,
wife has that list.
I don't want to take a pocket full of dude wipes because I'm not going to be back at my room for the rest of the day. I don't want to do that on vacation.
Amen and amen.
That's just the deal. It just, I don't know. It's wild, but... Good for her, man. Christine living her best life.
Oh, hey.
Si living his best life, too. How old are you? 75?
75.
Yeah, do whatever the crap you want to on vacation. Hey. You ain't going to catch no slack from me for sitting in the truck drinking tea, watching them zip line. Good for you, buddy.
I'd have done it. Yo, this is for them, for people that are doing zip line. Hey, put an elevator on it.
That way I would come up
the elevator, get on it, and take off.
Yep. If the zip line would have started at ground level somehow.
I back off my previous assessment of you. I thought you chickened out from the experience of zip lining. You chickened out from walking up the stairs, which, amen, brother, I don't want to do that either.
I would have liked to have done the dolphins.
Yeah, swimming with them.
Yeah.
But they swam too fast.
Well, that was That was actually cool.
No, but you got to swim.
Okay, because you don't really get the television or wherever until you get up on one right close, that's a big fish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a mammal.
Yeah, but they call him a fish.
He's a fish.
Yo, right, that's a big one.
Hold on.
Okay. He's like 8 foot long.
The one we swam with was like 11 foot long.
Okay.
Yeah.
And weighs what, three or 400 pounds?
About 500 pounds.
Did they push you up out of the water? Like
you could hold on to them and they'd take off swimming with you.
Did they show you to the signs of danger?
No.
Like Flipper used to do.
Are you not allowed to call a dolphin a fish? I know it's a mammal, okay? Like I get it. But
you can't call
it a fish.
I just feel like it's our job to educate at some level.
You never figured a fish would make a wake like a boat when
it's a mammal.
A boat's coming in real fast.
There you go.
Like a speedboat, you know, and it's got the waves going out both sides.
Well,
they do that. One of them does it. He starts this end and comes by, and he's got water flying everywhere, and you can't even see him moving.
But they're a little torpedo, so they are the perfect shape for that. Dolphins are really cool unless you're snapper fishing.
Well,
and then you cannot reel your snapper in fast enough where he grabs it off your hook. You cannot, you will not beat
them. Them ones in the Atlanta Aquarium that do all the tricks and stuff, them things are
you
sweet.
Can beat a shark with your fish back to the boat. You can't beat that dolphin.
The dolphin can swim 22 miles an
hour.
Yeah, he's a lot slicker than a shark.
Anything that swim upside down?
Yes.
At the same speed.
Did you get in the water with him or not?
No, I was just very close to him watching.
I got you.
Yeah, he was right beside us. We were in, and he was just right upstairs.
It'd have been fun having Si like on a raft and letting him do tricks with him.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. That's why I would have enjoyed doing.
No, that's cool.
Because I'd wanted to get two of them and get the dorsal fin. Tell him, tell him to go full speed ahead.
Oh, we're starting to sound like Poseidon now. You want to be one of them Greek mythological heroes.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, you talking about move.
It looked like Aquaman.
And they make it look so effortlessly. You have to really watch. Or you can't even tell they're doing anything with
the tail.
Yeah,
their tail doing this.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Because they sit there at one time, the girl sitting there, and she does her hand like this, and he starts just... I mean, he's turning the water. He ain't going nowhere.
Just like us.
Water's going everywhere, but he ain't going nowhere.
But he's staying still.
Until she says, and then it's, he's gone.
Flipper was a good show.
And then he goes out there halfway, and he's 20 foot in the air.
Yeah.
Flipper, the saltwater lassie.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it, man.
Yeah.
Flipper the doll.
That was fun to watch.
I'm just glad somebody else watched Flipper besides me.
What year was that show?
Everybody watched Flipper.
Did you? You watched it too?
Yeah, when he used to do it a little. And you went by.
That was in the 60s. I thought that was like an 80s show.
Goblin can do it on a wood duck call.
I bet he can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They That's made funny. A funny little sound when they go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
He did order a steak medium plus on our vacation.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I'm just letting you
did
know.
Did they know what he was talking about?
Yes.
They
did. So I said, I want my steak medium plus, and they said, yes, sir. And they came back, and it was, it was about right. Medium plus described it very well.
That's why I don't understand why they have so much trouble with it.
Because you can't say the word well or rare
in any
capacity.
That's why I said, okay, when they say, sir, how would you like your steak?
Say medium well.
No. You can't use well. You
can't use that word.
Out, it would be just like, okay, let me eat this stupid.
He's got a knife out.
It's a lever.
Johnny D, I know you weren't here, but for whatever reason, this is now a very heated discussion with him.
Be so careful. He may
prepare
you.
Prepare yourself.
We've talked about it a lot.
And, easy.
You know, we had the week off. I didn't watch the episode Willie was on. You know.
It was just for a segment, but he came in and got our man from zero to not even 60. We went from zero to 100.
So we took the week off, so I sat down this morning to read emails, 400-something of them. I'm like, okay, cool. Medium well plus, medium well plus, size of full. You're all morons, size hey. Right.
Here's what
it was all over the place.
Here's what the chefs need to do, okay? Forget all this, how do you want your steak? They need to learn what color. They need to learn what color is.
Have a color chart. I've seen those before.
So you like it when the color changes from red to pink.
Pink.
And stop right there, though.
No. Light pink.
But
and
stop
and
right
then
there.
Take it off.
When the color changes from red to pink, stop.
Take
That's
it off,
what you're at.
Take it off the grill.
You've actually been doing some cooking like that, haven't you?
No, no. Oh, no. Look, my wife, okay, there is two to a package. They're about 3 inches thick. And a round filet mignon.
He can't hide money.
Which is about, I would say this 8 ounces. It's an 8 ounce steak.
Yep.
All right. I just, you know, she bought them and I come in and I looked at it and I said, you know what? I don't want to fool with the grill. So I'm just going to take the iron skillet and
make a hamburger.
And I'm going to grill it on top. Yeah. I'm going to cook it on top.
Cook that sucker.
But here's the key. Okay. You flip it about what? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You actually turn it over 6 times. 2 minutes. In the last 2 minutes when you start it, this is on a
flipping
medium.
It up.
This is on a medium gas fire with an iron skillet.
It's 6 times.
And medium, here's the deal. I'm explaining what medium should be.
He's trying to help you, John David.
You're going
to
get hit.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
You're going to get hit.
I hope he does.
Here's the thing. The oven, gas, okay, you got it. You can turn it 360.
Cast iron.
Yeah.
But you're cooking on cast iron.
I'm cooking cast iron with about, probably 4 ounces of butter in the pan.
So like half a stick.
Half a stick. Yeah. Okay. And I've got my heat on medium, which is half of 360 on a gas stove.
But not me. You don't have your heat on medium plus. Your heat's on medium.
Medium plus. And look, and then I flip the steak 6 times.
Every 2 minutes.
Every 2 minutes. And the last time when you flip it to put on the, you know, on the 2 minute, you actually, like I said, I had it halfway now.
But you let your skillet get hot before you put it in the first time.
Oh yeah,
right?
It's bubbling.
Okay, your butter's bubbling.
Your butter that way because hey, you want it brown.
Yeah, brown butter. You're making
what
brown
you're
butter.
What you're doing, you're actually searing the outside of the steak completely.
Yeah. I'm
and on the last one, when you go, last one's 2 minutes. Well, when 1 minute goes by, you turn it off, put a lid on it, and then you give it 5 minutes.
Of just sitting there.
Of just sitting there in the butter, and it's still bubbling. So it's still cooking. Stone calls it let it breathe.
So about 17 minutes worth of cooking.
Six will be 212, and then 5 minutes. Yeah, 17
about
minutes.
About 17, because you 17, said you pull it a minute.
And look, and when I get through, it's the bottom one. Oh, no.
Oh, that's well done. God, thank no,
no,
God, no.
No, no, that's too well. That's too, okay. The medium, is. See, they use well. It should say plus. Because you're using well twice. Ah,
that's
no
right.
Work.
That's right.
Okay. No work. They used the word well twice. And hey, when you say well, it's burnt.
All the stuff well. I was tagged in said that medium plus is cooking a steak to an internal temperature of 140.
Okay, here we go.
They went for 145. Wrong answer. You're right.
No, it said they said 140.
Oh, I thought it said 145.
Oh, though that did. I'm just saying on all the stuff, the people that emailed me defending you, which I really don't have a dog in the fight. I've just never heard the term.
Yeah.
And I pull my steak at 130 and let it rest, so it gets up to like 135 or so. So between medium rare and medium, a lot of times what mine is.
So
you're riding right in between
rare medium. And medium.
Well, no, I would say medium and medium plus.
No, mine doesn't ever get past 135. 135 is medium.
Okay.
And so, but I pull it at 130. I use a thermometer. I keep the little thermometers in.
Whoever sent this
and 130, they're gone no matter what I've done to them. They're out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, whoever sent that chart in is not from around these parts.
No, that's from Europe. They use metrics and Celsius, I don't know those. And all kinds of things. We ain't that smart over here.
I take mine off at like 125.
125 is fine. Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah.
That's medium
anyway,
rare.
Anyway, Ty from the Great White North. I don't know what that is.
Alaska?
Canada?
Canada.
Canada?
You're Canada. Is the Great White North Canada? He's from Canada. He sent an email in, and I think he's going to fix all of our problems by what you just said.
Okay.
He has to go on record with the way Cy orders his steak is absolutely preposterous, but not for the reason you think. If you order a steak, you just tell them the temperature, not just random words. That way you get it right every time.
140 degrees.
So now you just need to go in and say, how do you want your steak cooked? 140?
Well, then, no. Then I need to tell them, and I'm going to check this out.
I like it.
I'm going to find out if they know what they're doing.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell them, hey, 138 to 140, and then bring it to me.
Yep.
And if it ain't light pink in the middle, I'm going to get you. You stand there and I'll get
rude.
To bust your nose.
Cy going to sit there with his own thermometer as soon as they get there.
Yeah. He's going to check.
Take it back.
Ty did say he would guess 145 would be your Huckleberry.
No,
that's a little too much.
140.
That's too much. It's got to be 140 and a little bit lower.
Yeah.
138 to 140.
Yeah.
That's just what medium.
Everybody that said.
That's medium rare. No.
Medium rare is like between 30 and 35.
I don't have nothing in here that's light pink. Because, see, I will solve this when I said, okay, hey.
Look on your
socks.
When
I get the steak and I take my knife and fork and cut it right down the middle, if I can't turn it and it's
best about, believe.
Let's say the steak is 2 inches thick, okay? A half inch of it in the middle needs to be light pink. See, medium well ain't showed correctly there.
Okay.
That ain't medium well.
How can all these charts be different, man? You got to love the internet.
No, that's what I'm saying. Look at
this is
rare.
Omaha Steaks chart.
Rare.
Yeah, okay. They're a garbage.
Rare is all he did. Rare is when you'd hate. You throw a steak in there and regardless.
Best thing, Omaha Steaks got some twice stuffed baked potatoes.
How thick it is, all you did was you browned the outside, period.
Yeah.
I mean, just a little bit of the bear.
You run it by the fire.
It should still be a little cold in the middle.
Three of them are rare.
Yeah.
I'd like the heat to at least have gotten to the middle.
Yeah.
It ain't got to stay there, but it needs to get there.
The first top three are rare.
No.
All they did was brown a little bit on the outside. The fourth one where it says medium well, that's a bunch of bull. Nothing is medium there. It's got 3/4 of it. It's still red.
We're really breaking down this chart.
I love it.
Man.
They need to learn their color code.
Here's all I can tell you, folks. Stand by for when we get all of the remodeling done at Duck Commander.
And we're cooking steaks.
And on the Duck Commander YouTube, we're going to do cooking a medium plus steak with Uncle Cy.
Right.
And he can look at Dale Jr. and say, you know what?
I got a sock.
I don't know. Say whatever you want to.
Right, you know what I'd say? You chefs never did graduate.
Well, he's a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, he races cars.
Yeah, well, used to. Now he just owns them.
Oh, boy.
But good
I'm
for him.
I'm so confused.
Well, there we go. Johnny D, is there any such thing as a medium plus Christian? I don't know. You got a verse for us?
I got one that got pretty hot.
Oh,
three of them, in fact. Uh-oh. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire, and the satraps, prefects, and governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them. That story is in Daniel 3. If you don't know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were supposed to bow down to somebody that was not God. They said no. They got thrown in a fire. They were fine. There was a fourth man in the fire, and I'm here to tell you, whatever fire you're going through in your life, you might think you're in a fire, but Jesus is in the fire there with you, ready to help you get
out
alone. So that's all I got with medium stakes and fire.
Good verse.
Reels. I love
it. Good job.
We'll see y'all. I really winged that one.
We'll see y'all next time right here.
That was good.
Call room. We're out.
I love it.